This is the Psychic Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Rossiter. I'm an artist, writer, and psychic medium living in Hawaii. This show is about people who are intuitive and creative, and what the process of integrating that awareness looks and feels like, and how we can access and develop that place inside of us all that is supremely psychic. For this episode, I share a message regarding travel and karmic lessons along the way and what I have learned so far in my journey to Mexico from Hawaii. I hope you enjoy. So thank you for listening to this episode. I would like to share with you that I'm going to be offering a painting workshop on December 17th. To support you in doing some painting. So whether you're already an artist or you would just like to get back into being more creative, I got the psychic message to offer painting as a supportive tool for you. It's going to be an interactive workshop, about 2 hours, and we'll be working together in a group through Zoom. And I will tell you what materials to have before, and I will support you in connecting with consciousness through art making. This ties in really nicely with the course that I'm teaching called Creativity and Consciousness, which starts in January. And you can find out more about that on my website, sararossiter.com/creativity. I will put the details of the painting workshop on that page as well. Calling on my angels and spirit guides, specifically Archangel Michael, Haniel, Zachiel, Azrael, Metatron, Uriel, Jophiel, Samuel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Seraphiel, Aquariel, Kuan Yin, Joan of Arc, and Saint Germain. Please make this a safe space, increase clairvoyance and psychic ability, and may whatever comes through be for the highest good of all. Angels and guides, what can you share with us today? I am in Mexico. I traveled here from Hawaii. I miss Hawaii so much, but I also see the beauty and abundance of this location, and the angels are just asking me to share those details with you. So my journey has been a little bumpy, and I've come to the realization that some of the karmic patterns that my family has and that I've carried and the lines of my ancestors are coming up for clearing. So sometimes when we travel to a place, it can be to clear karma. Angels and guides, what can you share about karma? Karma is a series of events which leads you to an action. So events and actions have taken place throughout time, and each one has an effect on the next step. So for me, the next step is learning to listen, and in clearing the karma of my ears and my hearing, my ability to hear messages clearly, I can receive better guidance. And so in coming to Mexico so far, one example of something I've learned is that I have karma with my whole family has karma here, in particular two members of my family, and there is something with the Mayans, the history of the Mayans, and our ancestors may have perpetrated some violence upon them indirectly by bringing illness and disease at an earlier time period, and that reciprocally carries through to this time period. Energetically, we are receiving more challenges and difficulty as we release that karmic relationship. And the energy of the place with the jungle and the beings that are here that are getting displaced by construction and building are also attracted to the light of my family And so we need to learn to shield ourselves and put up energetic protection. And in particular, with myself, I am learning to listen to the voices of the light, but sometimes not discerning the voices of the dark. So differentiating between the energy of dark entities and light is a really important lesson for me, so that I can progress and only channel messages of the love and light and connect with those beings for my own benefit and for others. So as I clear my audio channels, what I've been told throughout my lifetime and previous lifetimes has some negative self-talk, some negative judgments, some societal beliefs that are limiting and cut me down. And as I clear those things in the way that my ears have been trained to hear, I won't have to listen to so much of the dark energy that comes through and interferes with the messages that I'm asking for from the light. I also learned today how to call in special protection that would make me less susceptible to receiving dark messages, so that I'm not as noticeable. Because when I come to each place, I tend to do a lot of energy clearing and improving of the place, but that also draws attention. So just little things that you learn as you travel, and the benefit of clearing karma is that you move quickly through your life lessons. So we may have come into this lifetime with a lesson about believing things are difficult, or trusting in the divine, or things always have to be hard, or life is suffering, or struggle is more important than ease. And you can clear these beliefs and patterns sometimes by just going to a place and working through them consciously, by tapping, by doing emotion code work, by working with a psychic or a practitioner who can help you clear your karma and release things which aren't serving your highest good. So as I noticed difficulties come up, I can track them and ask for help in tracking them to the root cause, which is sometimes greater than an immediate belief or feeling. It could be something that's in my DNA, in my family's DNA, or in the belief patterns of my ancestors. And those ancestors sometimes come to visit, and they bring with them good intentions, but they may also bring with them any entities that were engaged with them during their lifetime. So we send them into the light, back to where they came from, no thank you, with love. And we work on strengthening our own energetic boundaries, really calling in our power and speaking from the place in us that knows the truth and is aligned with love and light. Whew, angels and guides, what else can you share with us about locations and geo-energetic awareness? The locations of this earth have many meanings. As you look at it from various times, you may be connected to a prehistoric time. You may be connected to a time with animals, a time with energies, a time with people. Each location has so many layers, levels of awareness that you can tap into. Archangel Michael, in particular, what can you share with us about protecting ourselves as we travel? Travel is a very important event in one's lifetime. You should not be afraid to travel, but it is important to ask for protection properly when you go, calling in your angels and spirit guides, imagining a blue shield of light all around you, and Archangel Metatron's platinum shield around that is a wonderful way to reflect energy away from you. Asking also for support with detoxification when traveling by airplane, taking bioactive carbon or charcoal to clear the body of anything you might have taken on, using crystals and any other energy devices that might reflect electromagnetic fields, asking your angels and guides to connect you with things that will support you as you journey, but aware that the journey itself often has an effect on our bodies and our minds and our relationship to the world. So giving yourself time to heal, to detox, to support your immune system and your breath. Breath is such an important way to connect with your soul and to feel in alignment with your life purpose. As your soul directs you to different locations, you may be attached to learning in one way, but be open to learning about your purpose from many different angles. Sometimes we think that school is very linear and that we're going from A to B to C, when in fact we can jump around in all different departments and areas, and we learn no matter what. So ask for your learning to be easeful and full of grace, and to bring in the angels and guides that would most support you in learning the lessons without too much suffering. So sometimes we believe that life is suffering, and it's important to release that belief and look at the ways that life can actually be easeful, beneficial, abundant, and really nice. Like, you can have a beautiful, enjoyable experience while you don't know the next step of your journey. So being open to not knowing what's coming next and stating what your needs are. So it's not about self-sacrifice. That's another big topic that came up for me in this region of Mexico. Understanding that sacrifice is not necessary. We can ask for what we need and receive it. The universe is ready and abundant to help us. And we can release our attachment to material goods if they're not serving us. Release our attachment to things going a certain way based on what society says should or shouldn't be, what wealth or growth means. It might look different, feel different for you. We each have our own journey, and there's no one way. So we carry a lot of beliefs about what success means, what it looks like when you have a thing, when you don't have a thing. And these aren't necessarily true. So letting go of your attachment to the way things go and being open to learning and listening and developing your understanding as you go. So in the moment, breathing, listening, calling in our spirit guides and angels of the love and light only, and asking that those that don't speak in a loving manner speak a different language, nothing that we can understand. So if they're going to speak to us, they can speak differently. We don't need to hear that. We don't need to understand it or take it in. Asking your angels and spirit guides to protect your channel so that you receive only messages of the love and light. I'm also tuning into receiving messages in the way that is most aligned for you, where your most powerful, receptive, receiving ability. So clairvoyance is mine. And if I see images, I can trust those images, versus if I hear images sometimes, sorry, if I hear sound in direction by audio channel, sometimes that can be interfered with more easily because of my karmic experience, programming, childhood, DNA, messages that are clouding. I'm more susceptible to misunderstandings in the audio. So allowing the images to come through the third eye in the visual way will support me in getting a deeper connection to spirit and to those that want to support me and help me. Angels and guides, is there anything else that I was supposed to share? Yes, love yourself as you're on this journey, wherever you are, wherever you're beginning your awareness. It's a cycle. And so each step of the way, it's important to replenish yourself with love and support. You can do this. You are divinely cared for. your heart is so powerful, no matter how physical your ailments may be, your heart is more powerful than anything. So really loving yourself and listening to the messages that come through that are loving and supportive. So being able to discern the difference between unhelpful and critical negative thought, fear-based thinking. For example, we don't know where we're going to be staying tomorrow. And rather than going, oh, we don't know, and feeling that fear and then frantically looking for a place based on fear, I'm recording this podcast to express my connection to the divine, to love, to using my voice, to trusting my strength and intuition. I clear my energy field, and then I ask the angels to send me a miracle, give me a sign, support me in finding the place, and I ask for what I want. I need a place that has enough space for all of us, that is safe, clear of dark energy, and allows us to be in alignment for our highest good and connect with beautiful souls and animals and nature. And so as I look for that next space, I imagine it's going to go much more differently, more smoothly, and be more easeful than coming from a place of fear. So always noticing when you're making choices based out of fear, and doing something creative or helping yourself to release with tapping, listening to a meditation, connecting to the soul, allowing yourself to move forward into the place that really belongs to you, and not getting sucked into this idea that I need to make choices from fear. Because fear will always rule you, take you out, separate you from your highest good. It confuses you. It's like a gauze of confusion. And so really breathing when you feel the fear come up, and sending a grounding cord down into the earth, releasing it there, calling in the angels and guides of the love and light, asking them for support, trusting and knowing that you are divinely guided, you have the support you need, and all is well. And have fun. So the place we're going next is going to be fun and light and joyous. And if challenges come up, know that you have the strength and the power to overcome them, to stay in your center, to connect with the divine. And no matter what the sensations are, you still are the most powerful being, and you define your experience by what you focus on. So if you focus on love and joy and empowerment and giving, then you will receive more than you give. Angels and guides, thank you so much for your love and support and for these beautiful messages today. And sending all of you lots of love and joy from the spirit of adventure and exploration. Many blessings. Namaste. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I would like to share with you a little bit of information about a book that I am publishing soon. It's called Channel Messages from the Divine. And this book is actually channeled messages that I received while recording this podcast. And I wanted to create a Indiegogo campaign where I promote the book and offer people rewards for giving me support financially to produce the book. And I'm a bit blocked to create the campaign. And so I just asked the angels and guides, what should I talk about for the end of this podcast? And they said that I should channel a message about the book and what sort of rewards I will be offering, special gifts to people who support me. So let's give it a try. Angels and guides, calling on Archangel Michael, Haniel, Zachiel, Azrael, Metatron, Uriel, Jophiel, Shamuel, Ariel, Raphael, Gabriel, Aquariel, Kuan Yin, Joan of Arc, and Saint Germain, and Seraphiel. What can you share with me, angels? Please make this a safe space, increase clairvoyance and psychic ability, and may whatever comes through be for the highest good of all. As I begin this campaign for my book publishing, what can you share with me about giving gifts to people who support me? Yes, we love this idea. It is aligned to share gifts with those who support your book. This book is a gift to everyone from your angels and guides, and we appreciate that you are acting as a channel for this information. And so, as a gift for you, if you support my book, I see $100. If you offer $100 to support the process, angels and guides, what should I share with this individual? A free reading, a psychic reading of what length? 40 minutes. And a free copy of the book. Angels and guides, what else can I give to this person who gives $100? A channeled message just for them. So, along with the reading, there will be a recorded message that I send to you afterwards that is a special message just for you from your angels and spirit guides. So you can ask questions in the reading, but in the channeled message, it will be a surprise message that will be a recording for you to keep. Thank you, angels and guides. And what would you ask me to offer someone who gives a gift of $200 to support this book? This is a very significant gift, and we believe that you should share a channeled message, a psychic reading of 40 minutes, and an complimentary registration to your next course called Creativity and Consciousness. Wow. So that is currently a $555 value, and the price will go up in December. So eventually it's a $999 value, and if you donate $200, or actually give $200 to the book campaign, that is included. So this is very exciting. It feels very abundant and generous. Angels and guides, what else should I share? If someone offers $500, what is the line to share with that person? So all of the above, and I see a special gemstone. They're asking me to share the gemstone that would be aligned with that person and to send them this crystal, or have them go and buy the crystal. No, send them the crystal in the mail. So I will order a crystal just for you that is aligned for your highest good. That's exciting. I love crystals. Thank you, angels and guides. The crystal will be a channeled stone of choice for that individual. Angels and guides, is there anything else? Well, I'm seeing a $25 donation. I keep calling it donation, but it's really a gift. If you give a gift of $25 for the publishing of my book called Channel, I will send you a gift. And for $25, angels and guides, what is aligned? A gemstone reading as well. And a short channeled message. So along with your gemstone, the choice that I will choose for you, with the angels telling me what's aligned for you, will be a short message for your $25 gift. Angels and guides, will I send the gemstone? No. So you will then go and get your own gemstone. It won't be included, but you will know which one, which type is aligned for you at this time in connection with your reading. Thank you, angels and guides. And they're also sharing that I should do a promotion on Facebook where I do a gemstone reading, intuitive reading for people. So we'll do that as a promotional event when I get further along in this process of publishing the book. And for one very last question, angels and guides, what would be aligned to share with someone who gives the gift of $1,000 to the book publishing project? This is very exciting. So we would like this person to receive all of the gifts that you are offering at this time. Everything that you've mentioned so far, so that would be a channeled message just for them, a recording, a 40-minute, oh no, a one-hour intuitive reading, psychic reading with the angels and spirit guides, and a gemstone that I mail to you that is aligned for you now, and a free registration to the next Creativity and Consciousness course, which starts in January 19th of 2022. It goes for 10 weeks, and that's a $999 value. And the angels and guides are showing me a Reiki level 1 training. Unless you've already had Reiki 1, then it can be 2 or 3. Training for becoming a Reiki practitioner. And angels and guides, there's one more. A Reiki session. And a 30-minute animal reading. So they're showing me that the person who donates or sends a gift for this amount has an animal and they would like a reading for their pet and a healing session. So it's part reading, part healing. So this was so fun. I feel really blissed out. And thank you, angels and guides, for all of this guidance. As you can see, this is all new to me, and I've never done this before. I've never launched a book. I've never had a campaign. I've never given prizes for your support. And so I'm feeling very loved and supported and generous, and thanking all of you for listening to this and this opportunity to share all the gifts that I've been given. Many blessings. And you can go to my website, sararossiter.com/books, to find out more. Thank you for listening to the Psychic Artist Podcast. To learn more about me, you can go to sararossiter.com, on Facebook at the Psychic Artist Podcast, and on Instagram at srossiterstudio. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.